My message very strongly is that people in Scotland can vote confidently, know both with their heads and their hearts that it's important that people get answers to the big questions. We're going to be out campaigning, but at the same time, we do need to know from the Yes campaign, where are we in the currency? How are we going to afford pensions and welfare provision? And why does it make us a better country to separate ourselves off from our friends and neighbours across the United Kingdom?
This campaign's been building up for the last 2 years. Is there any more it can do? What can you do to step it up in the final 4 weeks?
Well, I think we now are in a place where people understand there's a huge decision. We can't go back if we vote yes. And I think therefore in the next 4 weeks, we can expect to get answers to the big questions. It's not very long to go. People still don't know what whether they're going to have a pound in their pocket and how the economic forecasts work out. We deserve answers to that. But at the same time, we want to give confidence to people that it is possible to vote no as a proud Scot and to make sure that we work hard to create a better society in Scotland and that we work with our friends and neighbours across the United Kingdom.
And is this a chance for you to get the Labour activists out on the streets and actually meeting people, campaigning with people, bringing people up from down south who don't want Scotland to break away as well?
Well, the Labour family has been completely engaged in this for a very long time. Our activists have been out in the doors over a long period of time. In a sense, we've been refreshed and reinvigorated by this debate, and that is not just for the referendum. Labour will be present in our communities far beyond this decision itself. I welcome the opportunity to have the argument about the referendum, but there's a bigger argument we want to have with the people of Scotland that they're debating just now. How do we create a fairer, more equal Scotland? That is the prize we'll get when people vote no on September the 18th.
And do you expect quite a few of them to come up to help?
We know that people from right across the United Kingdom, whether they're Labour Party activists or not, are looking to what's happening in Scotland and want Scotland to stay. And of course, our Labour friends and family are going to support that campaign in whatever way they can. But we know this is a decision for people in Scotland. It's an argument the Scots are having with each other. And I know that that debate has to be shaped by an optimism about Scotland staying strong in the United Kingdom and a scepticism about a project that can't ask us some basic questions about what the currency will be, how we'll fund our pensions, and how can we create a fairer society with less money.
The more people get involved, the more potential problems, and we saw that earlier in the week with the Better Together activist Yvonne Hammer. That's someone you wouldn't want involved with the Labour Party, isn't it?
Well, I think the comments that have been attributed are entirely unacceptable, and we know that to be the case. I would say that one of the things that's a challenge for all of us in the next period is how we carry ourselves in this debate. There are people who are voting no and people who are voting yes who believe in the same things. So we need to be careful about the way in which we describe each other, because once this vote is over, we are going to have to come together to create the opportunities that we so believe that Scotland needs. So I think all of us have this challenge. First of all, to be clear about what's unacceptable, and Yvonne Hammer's comments are clearly in that category, but also to think about how we conduct ourselves in this debate, because post September the 18th, Scotland will have to come back together again.